partially sunny, at least it is now, North Burnaby. And all is well here, things running smoothly, didn't have any traffic, but I will be in listening mode. Back to net.
You got it. You take care. Have a great day out there, and we'll chat again soon. And with that, we'll do another shout-out. Who wants to be number 21 on the list today? Come now. Phonetic call sign. And looking at the time, this is Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango sitting in the big chair for Bob, who's away gallivanting halfway around the world, so we're going to miss him for a couple of more days. But anybody's out there who wants to join us, come now, phonetic call sign. Heard a little rustle, rustle, rattle, rattle there, but no call sign there. If you want to join us, just shout out with your call sign. I'll see if there's anybody else out there who wants to join us. Come now, phonetic call sign. Okay, well, in the meantime, this is Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango. I'll be sitting here waiting to hear if anybody else wants to join us. And if there's anybody who's already checked in and wants to come back, just give a shout-out here with your call sign, and we'll get you back on the... back in the live part, and we'll see what we can do. This is Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango, waiting patiently. Yeah, this is Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango, waiting here with the Chaos Net for the 27th of April, Monday. Who else is out there? Who else wants to join us? Come now, phonetic call sign.
Quietly chaotic.
That it is, so that's why it gets its name, but we'll see who else is out there who wants to join us. Come now, phonetic call sign. This is Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango with the Chaos Net. Anybody else wants to join us? Come now. Phonetic call sign.
The 7 Papa Golf Echo.
And then there's Randy, Victor 7 Papa Golf Echo. How are you doing on a lovely Monday afternoon?
Oh, okay, Hiroshi. Busy with one thing or another. My wife just gave me a haircut. doing a little running around and stuff at home, so, just busy stuff. Go ahead.
I understand. Yeah, no, there's some days it's like, yeah, got to do something, but at least keeping you out of trouble and your wife's keeping you looking good there, that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. Anyways, I hope you have a good afternoon, Hiroshi, and we'll chat with you later on. 73V7PGE.
You got it. Take care. Have a great day out there, Randy. It's nice to chat with you. Anybody else out there want to join us? Come now. Phonetic call sign. Anybody else want to join us for the Chaos Net, just shout out with your phonetic call sign. We'll get you on the list.
Victor Echo 7, Romeo Lima, November.
Victor Echo 7, Romeo Lima, November. Ready? How you doing? You are number 22. Renny, where'd you go? Romeo Lima November.
Sorry. With the Romeo this is Victor X7, Romeo Lima November. Yeah, sorry, because I'm just finished my work and, yeah, I'm about to drive going home, so I will be standing by. Thanks for taking my second and 7-3.
You got it. You take care. Have a great day out there. Thanks a lot for that. Thanks for joining us. And who else is out there? Who else wants to join us? Come now, phonetic call sign. This is Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango with the Monday Chaos Net. Anybody else wants to join us, just shout out with your phonetic call sign. We'll get you on the list.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Kilo X-ray.
And there's Shannon, Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Kilo X-ray. How are you doing today, Shannon? It's been a while.
Yeah, I've been busy, busy. Hello. How am I doing today? Yeah, keeping busy. Really happy about the Burnaby Club going to the Edmonds Community Center and activating that location with the equipment that is stored on site there. And working in partnership with City of Burnaby again. There's a new person in the Emergency Management Department for City of Burnaby that came and joined us. And so, yeah, that went really well and really happy with that. Also, I have one of the Burnaby Club grab-and-go kits, which can be used for disaster relief or community resilience. But the antenna's having some issues. Bring that out to the park on Saturday, and we'll see if it's me or the wires or what's going on.
Blame the equipment. It's more fun that way. Spread the blame around. All the equipment. It's all, every piece is faulty. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I'm getting a low battery notice on my HT, and yeah, I blame the equipment. I'll charge it up. Maybe you're having a second round, but I'm listening. It's kind of quiet on the net today.
Yeah, kind of quiet overall. You're number 23 on the list, but it's also only 37 minutes in, so it's not that busy. But it's always nice to hear more voices on there, and we'll see what trouble we can find. So, yeah, but if you're interested, you guys just shout back in. We kind of sort of did a loose second round there, but if you want to join us, just shout out, and we'll get you in there.
All right, well, why don't I ask you about your ham radio-related activities. How's it going with RAC? I know we had World Amateur Day recently, and, yeah, tell me more about what you're up to.
Just having fun, getting ready for Maple Ridge. I got a few things on the go, and overall it's going to be a fun time. It's always great to see everybody. And like I said, a couple weeks ago I was out in Comox for the Comox swap meet. And it was just nice to see a few people there and put some more names and faces together and people that I don't get to see that often. So it was a lot of fun. And, yeah, just looking forward to it. A good excuse to get together. And we'll all enjoy a nice pancake breakfast and see what we can do.
Hang on, Charles. Wait your turn. Hiroshi, yeah. So I was talking with Mirabella about radio communication, and we found the population of the greater Vancouver area, Metro Vancouver, is 3.1 million, And we were trying to figure out what percentage of those are ham radio operators. So do you have any recommendations about where I might go to see who's licensed? Like, is there a way to look at, like, just this area, how many people are licensed?
That's a tough one to pull up easily. I know if you go through the ISED website, you can just look up by address, so you can look up, like, Vancouver, for example, and at least if you just do a city search that way, it'll show you Vancouver, and you look at the bottom there, it'll tell you you have 2,872, or whatever the number is, and then you just have to go through each municipality. You could take a look that way and see what you can find. That would be the slow way of doing it. I'm not sure of a good quick way overall, but if you want to just look at BC in general, I know in the RAC magazine a couple of months ago we did an article on licenses and call sign assignments, and it was in there. We talked about each province, the amount of growth per province over the last over the 18-month period before that and things like that, so it was quite interesting looking at those numbers. And yes, Charles, I did hear you in there. Yeah, let's see. Actually, why don't we go to Charles for a minute here, Victor X7, Charlie, Quebec Echo. How was the day there, and how's the traffic looking today?
V7 CQE, I sat back quiet, man. Shannon says shut up and wait. I shut up and wait, man. I learned my lesson. I know about women. I'm married to women, so I know to do that. Traffic's good right now. I'm on the back roads on my way home, avoiding the highway. And have some nice southern fried chicken waiting on me for dinner. But, yeah, doing okay, Hiroshi. And it was a pleasure talking to you. And, hey, always a pleasure to hear Shannon on the radio. Back to you.
You got it. Yeah, no, it's always great to hear everybody. It is great to hear everybody on the radio. So nice to hear all these voices and things, and the airways being used. So if we don't use them, we know what's going to happen. Unfortunately, we'll lose them over time if we don't put some effort into them.
Papa Golf Echo.
And there we go. We'll come back to see what Randy needs. Victor X7, Papa Golf Echo.
V7PG, I was going to ask you about your repeater. Is it still up and running, 688?
Actually, the problem I ran into is I had to, that antenna was to go for repeaters that are up there. One of them is on 146880, and the other one is on, 444650. And the problem I had was as soon as I put a duplexer in there, I would lose the UHF side by about 10 dB, and it was a bit of a problem, and right now I just wanted to give that a good test. So the UHF side is up, which is the old DTR repeater, the old DTR frequency, just a different tone on it, it's tone 100 now, and that has been working for a while, so I was going to actually try to work on that again to so I can use both at once.
Okay, tone 100 on the old DTR frequency. Is it still DTR, or you're using the same one as VHF call sign?
It should still show up as DTR.
Oh, okay, very good, Hiroshi. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I was wondering because I was checking it out, and there's no reply, so I think there is an open I can't remember which frequency, Jim will know, there's an open frequency, it doesn't seem to be a repeater operating on that pair any longer, I can't remember what the frequency is. Anyways, okay, thanks Hiroshi, V7PG.
You got it, and yeah, I want to get both of them up and running there, just trying to figure a way so I can just split that antenna for both of them. I just got to build a bit of hardware, and some of it is having the time to do that, and unfortunately it's been a little busy recently.
Okay, and they're both machines are C4FM machines, the ASU repeaters?
Yes, they are. They were not linked at the moment, but I'm working on that as well. figure a way to get them linked.
Okay, that'll be cool. Now, are you going to have any IP voice wires X to them?
I want to, but unfortunately, right where that is, there is no internet up there, so I got to actually figure a way that I can get an internet connection up there. But I have a few ideas and a few things I might try to hijack up there to make it happen.
Recheck.
Can-do attitude. Okay, I won't keep you any longer, V7PG73.